Visiting today with Bill Scair, Boone City Administrator, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the community. And good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we have a cooling location for those that might need it.
We do. It was started yesterday. It's open. It's open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 8 to 5. Okay. And there are other areas, too, that sure. Emergency management's put out throughout the county. So
it is out there. There are opportunities. It's going to be a hot one today. So stay safe, everybody. That's a biggie.
Yeah, I think yesterday wasn't bad, especially in the morning up until about noon or 1. With the
Our unexpected thunderstorm that came through.
Unexpected. Exactly.
That was okay. We've had a lot of different things that have been going on. Obviously, the big thing that most people encounter is they know it's inconvenient getting around, but Story Street, Mill and Overlay, and I got to say, they are moving right along. They've got the east side done, working on the west side, and they didn't even slow down for some of the little rain that we had yesterday. I was kind of curious as to how that was going to go, but they kept right on working, and They're making pretty good progress.
They are. I am pleased so far that, they have a schedule. They're trying to stick to it. And, we put that press release out every Friday to update everyone about where we're at on the schedule and what we think we're going to do the next week. It's gone pretty smooth, I think. Almost daily, at least Monday through Friday, Waylon and I talk about the downtown project. He's keeping a close eye on it. But so far, so good. It's going well. They'll finish, get the west side done, and then they'll move on. So there's been questions about, I thought you were going to 11th Street. Well, mm-hmm. we are. It's just this is the phase they're doing it in. They'll get everything done, except maybe not the striping, but up to north of 9th Street. Then when they finish down here, then they'll move from north to 9th Street across the tracks up to 11th Street.
Get that part done, that segment done. So there are multiple phases here, folks, just so you know. We did the first phase and into the second phase right now. Public Works will still have people lights that they're going to be doing. They'll be handling that separately.
But
a lot of the parts that a lot of people forget with the concrete work, there's a lot of sidewalks getting taken care of in there as
well. There is a lot of sidewalks, as well as the manholes to assist or help with the easier flow or better flow of the storm water downtown and things like that. So, and manholes besides the intakes.
The intakes, the whole bit. That's all part of it. And then I'm guessing third phase will be north of the tracks, and then we've got the striping and everything that'll get done towards the end.
Right. And as a reminder, council made some changes to the parking downtown, angle parking. I think the latest is the angle parking in the 600 block will be on the east side. West side, my mistake. And then 700 and 800 blocks will be on the east. Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking
west, 600 block of Story, and then east, 7 and 8.
It's kind
of
like Keeler here.
I got the drawing here. I probably should look at it, but I think that's what it is.
It's kind of like Keeler here. We have diagonal over on the west side here in our block, and then the block to the south, the 700 block, it's on the east side.
Correct.
So some of these and again, some people, why go back to the angle parking? And perfect example was when the library came in and said, look, we need to remove these trees in front, but could we do angle parking right there? Really helped them immensely.
And again, the goal of this, of course, is to assist our business owners and everything downtown with more parking. That's been a topic of conversation over the past several years, and this will increase the number of spots that we have. The left turn lanes, of course, are gonna go away, and and I don't think that's a big deal. I think we'll get along just fine.
So, some people will have to relearn a little bit, but you get accustomed. You get used to it doing it one way. But it'll be interesting. And again, sometime here because we hit August, so the official announcement on Main Street will be coming. So, looking forward to hearing what that'll be. This was something that the council really felt committed to doing, to show that the city is supporting this effort.
So. Correct. Yeah, you mentioned the Main Street. That announcement, I think, comes August 6th, if I'm not mistaken. And we're excited to hear that announcement.
All right. Looking forward to that. Well, we got that part. Okay. This work is going on. We do have a few other things that are going on in town. I know people always ask about streets.
Sure.
And we do have some long-range plans. I know that people keep saying, well, what about this street, that street? You could, I know. I don't care as long as it's the streets I'm driving on. Then that's the only ones I want to be smooth. But First Street in particular, I know, is one that you're focusing on in the next year and already planning on dollars for that.
We are. In fact, Waylon and I just had a conversation about this yesterday afternoon.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So it's at the top of the list. Obviously, we plan year to year on what improvements need to be made. We have money each year to, you know, to go towards these improvements. First Street has been one of the top of the list, I think, from Story East all the way on First Street, all the way down to the east. Mm-hmm. I think we have to address South Story as well coming up here. And so that's four lanes, right? So that's a really wide street. Takes more product, more money. That's another one we're looking on, working at. The money that we get from Des Moines, SRPTA money.
Yeah.
I think they changed it. And so, you know, we're building money in that account, and we hope to use that. If it's not the next fiscal year because of the project we're doing downtown, it could be the next. Some of that too, you know, they can dole out, so to speak, so much money each year. Other counties, cities use it. They kind of got to balance it. Okay, we have this much going out. This is the amount that we can this year. So we'll see how that shakes out. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting those streets repaired.
I know. And one thing, and I've asked the mayor this, the mayor and his predecessor and others as well, too. We have for Boone, you don't like to bond if you don't have to.
Correct.
Occasionally, you're going to have to. We just know that happens.
Right.
But you don't do it if you don't have to. So a lot of this is you might take 2 years, you might save money from 1 year to the next year and do a bigger project, like when you did 11th Street.
Exactly. 11th Street is an example of that. The project here downtown, there is no money borrowed on that project as well. In addition, South Marion and West Park. Mm-hmm. So you're exactly right. We don't like to bond and for those if we don't have to. So sometimes there's a year that we're saving money so that we can do a larger project.
At the same time, we did get that stretch of 8th Street done that had been targeted for some time.
Right.
Got that over. And we've kind of gone more with the overlay to smooth it out.
We have. We really spent some time on this, and the cost difference, I think, is about a third. The 11th Street project was $1.1 million, if I remember, somewhere around there. I think if that would have been a total tear out and concrete and everything, the distance that project was, I think we're looking at $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it's expensive. I mean,
I just look at Benton between Mamie and 8th.
Right.
When you redid that.
Total tear out, right?
Total tear out. But you had some infrastructure you were after at the same time.
So. Correct.
It depends what you need.
Right, and Public Works does a really good job of when we're going to do a mill and overlay. They go and see what the infrastructure needs on that project, where it is, and they do as much of it, you know, as they can. And sometimes we have to include it as part of the project, but they do as much as they can as well, so that we get that infrastructure fixed.
Just so people know, I think you do work with the DOT. You have them come in and kind of do. They have a team that assesses road condition and say, you're having some issues here, that sort of thing. And
correct.
With your capital improvement plan, that's it. You can adjust. You can move them.
Exactly. So that helps us as well as Waylon's people looking. And, you know, they'll communicate with Waylon on what roads they feel are bad and what we need to do, and we'll evaluate it and look at it and put it on the list if we need to. I mean, we have a list, and slowly chip away at the list. And unfortunately, as the list gets smaller, the list gets bigger.
We add more things.
It's a never-ending process, right? We have, what we've talked before, 99.
Oh,
and now there's probably more with South Marion and West Park. We're probably over 100 miles
of the extension
of paved
roads.
And Hancock, exactly. So we're well over 100 now.
Probably getting up there around 110 or so miles. That's a lot of paved surface.
That is a lot of paved surface.
One of the other things that's going on project-wise, and I know because I just saw the thing for smoke testing coming up, but sixth phase of the INI, and with the wet weather we've had, you haven't had as much issues this year, again, with some of the backups and things like that. And
right.
We've had some pretty good rainfalls.
We've had a lot of rainfall this year, and, well, I think it took care of the drought, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. So we've had significant. I know a couple occasions we're watching the river down by the water plant. We've talked before. We don't think we're in any serious problem down there at all. But we obviously, the folks with US Water keep an eye on it. Waylon and I keep an eye on it to see. And just as a precaution, we put sand down there at the, I think it's the high service pump station, where that would be the only one that would be a concern, just, you know, just in case we have to act fast. And but we're good, so far so good. But of course, that we leave that sand down there, and it's there if we need it in a moment's notice.
So we've had but it's been busy with the water, the wastewater in particular. We are going to start that sixth phase, and it's been pretty amazing because the big thing has been trying to get that storm water out of the sanitary sewer.
And correct.
We know from the volumes that they are taking in down at the wastewater plant that it is having an effect. It has been successful.
It has been. I believe it has been, and council has too. It's a priority for council. I know because of all the things we have going on about a year or two back, I talked with council about, hey, we have so much going on. Point blank. Maybe we could take a year off here because of everything and regroup. And they said, full steam ahead.
Keep
so
going.
We're full steam ahead. We're phase six. It is working. And it'll be good when we finish this project. I can't say today how many phases they're going to be. Obviously, we've got more work to do. But it'll be interesting to see when this is done to really evaluate it and see how much it's helped. But we know it's helping. West Boone over there, I think, is a good example of that, the problems we used to have, and we think we've solved most of those with this program. Obviously, depending on the amount of rain, right? I mean, if you get 4 inches in an hour, right, you can't build a system. Right? Or you can, but you're not going to have the money.
It'd be just you can't huge. Yeah.
Exactly. So
we think
it's successful. So. And we know sometimes it's an inconvenience for people on the inspections if they have to make repairs. We understand that. We don't take that lightly. But it's for the overall good of the entire community.
I know that part of this has been to reduce that amount. The other part is collector lines. And those are some things. We have not forgotten. We know they're there. We know that that is something that still needs to be included. And we do have plans to continue to add on to that. But again, doing it cost effective.
Right, exactly. And we've made some put in some collect lines throughout the community. Example would be First and Story. We think we've got that solved. There's another one over on Lincoln Avenue that was really bad. So Waylon's aware of that. We talk about that as well, and he keeps an eye on that. And, you know, we ran into a problem there for a while trying to get these done for just finding contractors.
Yeah.
You know, to do it. We couldn't find anybody to do it. We think we've solved that problem. And we continue and put those in as best we can.
All right. So we got a lot of other things I wanted to ask about.
Sure.
We have our new rec director.
Yes.
Starting August.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
We are ready for him.
Again, some people are going, why you don't have a wellness center? Well, this isn't about the wellness center.
It's not. It's so much more than that. And Nate starts, like you say, he starts tomorrow. He'll hit the ground running. I'm already lining up speaking engagements for him. He doesn't know that yet, but so when he comes in, I've got, I think, two or three. I think it's important that we get him out to the service clubs and get him out of the community as much as we can and introduce him to our citizens. And I think he's going to do really well here. He's going to excel. And he was our top pick all along when we started it. We knew he rose to the top. And, you know, one of our concerns was, well, can we get him here? And we did. He's excited, and it starts tomorrow.
He, I think one of the things that was pretty evident is he looks at more than, okay, just you know, we can only do this in a wellness center setting or something. Right. This is something where he can do, put together and plan and help help coordinate things that, I mean, things like what we were doing back in the early 2000s,
right,
before the Y came back in.
And, right. Yeah. And yeah, one of the things, and I think that's what he did well, he came from Johnson, from what I saw, is he's been
involved with this kind of
right.
Activity.
He has been. He's created partnerships, and that's very important in this, is him creating those partnerships with the different clubs and things like that, and see how we can assist and help so that you know, our kids have the same opportunities as other cities mm-hmm. do, and that we can do some of that here and bring those tournaments here, bring those dollars here, rather than exporting them to another city somewhere else.
And I think you'll be surprised, folks. It's not just about kids. He's
right.
got plans on what can be done for elderly, for walking
right.
events, things
right.
like that, wellness.
One of the things,
walkability.
He was doing where his last place was movie nights,
mm-hmm.
and different things like that. He really has done a wide variety in the rec area, from kids to adults, just like you said, or seniors sure. and things like that. So, you know, he'll need some time to get his footing, but I really think he's going to excel. I really do.
Well, coming up at the council meeting that's going to be on the 5th, I do know that one of the things that's on there, and there is going to be a bond issue or an issue put on the ballot in November.
Yes.
Council's already agreed to that.
Yes.
The language is what will be addressed. So some people think this will be the idea whether it's going to be on or not. It's going to be on there. It's just, what is the language going to be?
Correct. The referendum resolution for the referendum and the language will be on the agenda for Monday night, August 5th. And council will take a vote on it. The legislature, as you know, made some changes. Some of those changes went into effect July 1st. That directly affected the language and the resolution. We spent a lot of time this week with Allers and Cooney. Those are our attorneys that handled this for us to get this right and try to interpret, right, the law that they wrote down there. You know, you need attorneys to interpret what yeah. they actually put in writing. So we've been doing that this week, and certainly we think we have it right. And so we'll present that to the elected officials on Monday night.
One of the other things with that, with the law firm, by the way, but mm-hmm. again, I know you're working with them closely as well, because we have to have a development agreement. Everybody goes, oh, when is Daisy coming and all of
right.
that. You don't even have your development agreement yet.
Exactly. We're still working on, they need to close on the land. We have some, just for some upcoming things we're going to be working with, there's going to require a small annexation out there for a little bit of land, and then a rezoning of two areas of land. We're working on that. These things take time, but we're moving forward, and everything's looking good. And there's a few things that we need to accomplish, Daisy needs to accomplish, before they can take that next step. And that's where we are.
It's time. It takes time.
Right.
It takes time
right.
to go through all this. But they did pick Boone, so that part
exactly.
we know.
And I think their goal is to move dirt this fall.
So.
So we'll see if we can meet those deadlines and get everything taken care of prior, you know. There's this process and steps you have to take, and that's what we're working on.
Some of the other projects that you're currently going forward with, water, wastewater plants. Now, water,
right.
I mean, the projects that are going on, these were planned beforehand.
Yes, that's a good point. I'm glad you bring that up. Right now, we're working on the lime slaker project that's at the water plant, and we're bonding through SRF for those. Well, they've made some changes to that too,
yeah.
That took effect last September. So we're working through those. That's we have to have public hearings and everything like that, and official legal paperwork that Allers and Cooney handles with that, along with the engineers that are working with us. So the lime slaker projects have been completed. There'll be some things on the agenda, I believe, Monday night for that. We've awarded the contracts on the lime slaker, as well as the roof project, right, for both plants. I think there was five in the main one bid, mm-hmm. and that was around $900,000. And then there's a a few alternates, but mm-hmm. the top alternate rose to the top where we think we need to do those as well. So that was included in the project. So we're looking at six roofs, I think, between the two plants, about $1 million, if you can believe that. And the bids were a little high than what we were projecting. So I don't know if we're going back now the other way. We're bid, because there for a while we were getting some pretty good bids.
Mm-hmm.
I think the downtown project bid was really, really good. And so now I don't know if we're swinging back the other way. I hope not. But we had one bid on the roof project. So, you know, that concerned me with conversation with the engineer on that. And there are some DNR regulations, even when you're doing roofs with hatches and things like that. So,
especially in a water plant.
Right, exactly. So any roofing company can't do that. So it takes one that's had experience or knows how to do that. And so, but we're happy that the projects move forward. They're part of that, you know, the roofs.
Yeah.
And the everything on the that wastewater study. And,
yep.
And so these were pre-DAISY. So yep. we're getting to them. They take time to go through all the legal steps and everything else. So we're getting to them to get them done. And we also have the engineers working on, okay, what is our plan for DAISY on the improvements we need to make? Mm-hmm. That's underway right now, as well as a on the water side, a water study. Certainly, that's something the elected officials thought was very important that we need to move forward. And that's for the future of this city. That's for 20 years down the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they can, they're going to come in and say, listen, we think you need to do this, this, with the development that you're experiencing, both in industrial and manufacturing and residential, exactly. So this will be a roadmap for future councils and that we need to make in order to we make sure that we have a good supply of water for all of our residents, not only the current ones, but the ones we're bringing in. So we hope to have those two things coming up here in the next, I would certainly think in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Then the first step, of course, is I'll take those to the utility committee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about them, and they can digest them and see what we need to do. And then, obviously, it goes to full council for final approval.
I know that, and again, we're talking, you know, growth. We also have, out in the industrial area, anticipated future growth out there, too, that already is put seeking demand on our utilities and infrastructure.
Correct.
So, water, wastewater as well. So.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy that the elected officials decided, you know what, we better do this water study. I certainly think it was needed for the future of this community as we move forward to make sure that we do things right.
Let's talk about some of the housing things going on.
Sure.
Obviously, up on the north side, villas at Fox Point, pretty well getting along. And I mean, the new housing for retirement area, the 55 and over section, making a lot of progress there. Mother Nature has not slowed them down.
No, they've really been working hard up there. We had the ribbon cutting, I believe, earlier this month, right? And that was really nice. Debbie Durham came for that, which I thought was really good. And one thing I want to mention, I'm glad you brought it up, is we had had some conversations up there, and staff had noticed and got some input from citizens of pedestrians and people on bikes up there as far as getting them across 22nd and where was the best way to go. So the police chief and the public works director developed a plan, a really good one, and we took it to council for approval. So, and actually that's completed now. I think there was an urgency to get it done. So if you look, and we encourage everyone that lives up there, walking, riding a bike, cross at 22nd and Tama. So we put a sidewalk in that connects with their path around the pond, and across 22nd Street. We felt that was the best way. There's a crosswalk there, new sidewalks, and the signage Public Works has put up. This is a project that we felt rose to the top for a priority. So Public Works took the time. They put the sidewalk in themselves. They did a great job, and I'm really appreciative of them for how quickly they got that done.
And if people are
wondering, that's a safety issue.
People are wondering about additional signage and things out there. Again, back to SERPTA. They had a public meeting at the Boone City Hall. Again, they've got access to some dollars for safety purposes. And they think this is an ideal project to try to secure additional resources.
Yeah, I certainly think there's possible there could be additional things done up in that area as well. But certainly what we accomplished here in the last week was really pretty needed, good. And I'm very appreciative that we got that done.
All right. Got a lot of things that are happening. Let's see. Well, we're running out of time, but so many things going on. I know your list is like this long. We are into the new fiscal year, though. Things are moving along quickly. We got a lot of things that have been happening, and a lot of projects still going on. I know you're still working on other things more than just, like we mentioned, you still have to work with attorneys on Daisy. We got all the other things that have been going on. It just doesn't stop there. There's a lot of things that are going on that people may not know about, but yet people are making contact with you. Mm-hmm. What about other residential development? What about other things like that?
Yeah.
Hunsucker's moving ahead with their project.
They are out on South Marshall across from McDonald's. They see they've moved in equipment, so they'll be working Kate's Landing.
You've got some infrastructure to do there.
Yes, there is infrastructure to do there as well. Kate's Landing is out now really moving the dirt out there. On that project on South Marion Street. And we actually just had a meeting with another developer about another project that I hope we can announce soon.
Good. Bill Scaraboon, City Administrator. Busy time here, folks. Next council meeting coming up in August. Public safety meets today, though.
They do.
It'll be this afternoon. Zoom if you don't want to go out in the heat. So, and a cooling place if you need to get out of the heat at City Hall.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.